Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where educators go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top leaders across the globe. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Danny Sunshine Bauer.
This is a bonus episode with the authors of Balance Like a Pirate. Hi there, my name is Danny Sunshine Bauer, and my mission in life is to help school administrators fight isolation and frustration via a leadership community in order to gain clarity and find solutions to their greatest challenges. I'm also the host of this podcast, where each week I share my conversation with top leaders from across the globe to help you accelerate your leadership development. In today's episode, I talk with the authors of Balance Like a Pirate, Jessica Cabine, Jessica Johnson, and Sarah Johnson. And we connected during the National Principals Conference in Chicago to record this bonus episode. We also explored interesting topics like, is balance even attainable? And how do the authors of this book go about thinking about the topic of balance? There's no podcast upgrade, so just enjoy the show. And I highly recommend grabbing their book, Balance Like a Pirate, from Amazon. There'll be a link to the book in the show notes. And thanks for spending some time with me listening to this show. I hope you enjoy it. And before we jump into the episode, I'd like to take some time to thank our show sponsors. A lot of school leaders talk about improving students' soft skills to help them succeed in their rigorous coursework. The problem is that most leaders just talk about it without actually doing anything. You can improve your students' non-cognitive skills today by checking out an amazing program called Organized Binder. Learn more at organizedbinder.com.
Hey everyone, this is Stacey Lindis from Podcast PD, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Make sure you check out all of the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hey, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer here from Better Leaders, Better Schools, and I am joined by a dynamite trio, the authors of Balance Like a Pirate, and we're talking about the new book that's out, and we're here at the National Principals Conference 2018, posing for pictures. You can't see it. It's a podcast, but it's fun doing the pictures. So yeah, I'll let the ladies introduce themselves, and then we'll dig into a bit what the book's all about.
Thanks, Danny. My name is Jessica Cabine, and I am a newly official middle school principal in Austin, Minnesota.
Thank you very much for having us on here, Danny. I'm Sarah Johnson, and I am transitioning right now out of a principalship to be able to spread this message with a passion for helping others thrive.
Hey, so excited to be here. I'm Jessica Johnson, and I have just finished my 10th year as an elementary principal and district assessment coordinator in Dodgeland School District, which is in Juneau, Wisconsin.
Well, thanks again for joining me on the show. And so Balance Like a Pirate is out. I think it came out this week. Isn't that right? And the book even got shipped to the hotel. It's so new that we shipped it here, which is pretty cool. So balance, that's a big thing that we struggle with as leaders, for sure. And maybe we can start with just the genesis story of why tackle this topic. And it's interesting too that it's a group approach to the book as well.
Okay, so this is Jessica Johnson. In the book, I call myself JJ, since we've got a Jessica Cabine, Jessica Johnson, and a Sarah Johnson. So I'll be the JJ right now. And we've been connected together for several years on Twitter and deeply in Voxer. And we've been together talking about balance. And myself as a principal, I can't remember which year because it's been 10 years and they blur together. But I had applied for a different position, not in the principalship, but still in leadership. And I was really looking forward to a different type of schedule because this schedule can be exhausting. There's so much that we have to do. And I just didn't feel like I could do it anymore. And I was devastated when I didn't get that job. But I realized it wasn't because I didn't want to be a principal. I just wanted a different lifestyle. And I realized at that point, the no for me meant I had to change the way I do things. I had to start putting me first. I had to start putting my family first, my health first. And so I just started talking more officially about this with people because I continue to read to learn, and I couldn't find a book on that topic that could help me. So Toni Morrison, one of my favorite authors, says, if there's a book you want to read that hasn't been written, then you need to write it. And so I ask these ladies to join me on that journey because they are inspirational to me, each in their own different ways of seeking balance.
Was that an easy yes to accept? Because here we are, you know, we're juggling a lot of things. We're leaders within school buildings. We have families, or I don't, but you all have awesome families. And now you're writing a book or two books. So a lot's going on, but I'm just curious if that was an easy yes.
Well, this is Sarah. And for me, it was a really easy yes because I wasn't bothering writing another book at the same time, like my co-authors. Living that balance message, but a level 10 life, I think, professionally with my co-authors here. But for me, absolutely. And the beauty part of it is that people say, oh, you wrote a book. But really what it came down is we basically just ended up documenting, I think, our conversations. And that's what we wanted it to come off with our readers as, is because it's a message, not a book. And I don't know how to emphasize that more than, you know, I say it, but just so thankful. Yeah. Not didn't feel like writing a book. It felt more like keeping our conversation going and just making one another better. And in terms of like a collaboration on it, I have said that it feels like a labor of love, but the book writing process literally transformed me, Sarah. So this last year, I had lived that message. And when you're writing something, you want to make sure that you're able to live it so that you can speak to it in a way that's authentic. And so personally, easy yes. And I would never look back on that. And so if anybody out there is thinking about whether it's tough to write a book, yes. Tough to collaborate with two other personalities, absolutely. But so well worth it.
I know with the book too, you have a framework, at least what I've seen in the presentations and stuff, you know, that quadrant. That talks about balance in a certain way. I don't know if that's where we insert and talk about how it's not 50-50 or if that's a different part of the show. But can you explain the quadrant and a little bit of that?
Absolutely. So this is the other Jessica. I'm the Minnesota Jessica. We got the Wisconsin girls and then the one across the border. So yes, we had the four quadrants and it, professional, personal, positional, and passion. And a lot of us as leaders get professional and positional mixed together. And really what we tried to say with positional is really the day-to-day things that you're doing as a school leader and how are you managing the managerial tasks versus the leadership tasks. When you talk about professional, it's how are you continuing to learn and grow? Leaders are readers. What are you reading? Are you going to conferences like this fabulous one that we're at today? Are you continuing some professional development? Are you engaging in blogs and podcasts and things like that? Personal is obviously, you know, you've got to make time for that because you can't just be unloading and depleted for your family because you really need to be your very best for them. And then those passions are those things that bring you joy, those personal things that really help to continue to fill your cup. And a lot of people are still wondering why I left the happiest place in southeastern Minnesota after 6 years of being a kindergarten principal. But really looking at those quadrants, I was needing to recalibrate because I had so much invested in my passions and my professional that I was lacking in my positional and my personal. And so it was a really, really difficult decision, but to recalibrate, to really get grounded again in the work that I'm doing every day and my why, which are my two teenage boys. And I think the only people that are still really upset about that is my 8th grade son that's now going to have his, you know, I want to spend more time with my son. So just being his principal makes a lot of sense in 8th grade, right?
For sure.
I think that's going to work out well for both of us.
Absolutely. I know you mentioned you're doing presentations here, obviously, the principal's conference. And some people came up and talked about the value of the presentation and shared a bit of their stories. So can you maybe summarize or reframe those for the audience so that they can capture, you know, what you experienced over these past couple of days?
Well, just some of the conversations that continue are this, I think primarily the self-care spoke strongly to our participants. And part of that is because we tend to sacrifice ourselves because we're servant leaders, most of us. And, you know, the people around here, and if you're a leader, teacher leader, and two, educational consultant, you're so focused on building other people up, you're not focused on keeping yourself filled up. And that consistently seems to be the thing. And self-care, the conversations that I've engaged with, I want to try to honor those people by not speaking them too deeply because they're very personal messages. And I'm just continuing to be blown away knowing, and we've said that again it's a much needed message for a lot of us. And I will say that we're still continue this accountability for us too. We haven't figured it out just because we documented our conversations in this book to share the message. We definitely want to keep continuing to get better. But hearing that, Jessica Cabin just mentioned the idea that we have a hard time defining between positional and professional. And that is one of the couple of the follow-up conversations that I've had personally, is just people kind of not getting the fact that growing professionally is different than your positions. We have plenty of people who come into the position and they stay where they're at, you know, but we want to continue to grow. And that's whether you are I think, hey, a year ago, I was attending conferences, took a leap with these ladies because they're awesome, and I get to present at one. And if it's something as simple as that, pushing yourself further, that is part of the message too. So I've been hearing a lot about that too.
Well, I'm just curious if you go a little deeper, maybe in specific too, with each of you and myself, some things you're doing for self-care. So I'll go first, and you know, there's a lot, right? I don't want to monopolize the podcast, but I'll say to the listeners, one thing that I'm starting to do that's newer, I've always had a really great morning routine, and that set me up for success and got me in the right frame of mind and the right type of energy to do the work that I need to do. But my end of the day was really, really bad. And a lot of times I'm so excited about the work that I do have going on that I would work up until my metaphorical bell would go off, but that was too late. And so now I'm taking longer time and space to meditate, to go for a walk, to read some fiction, anything that's not leadership or work related. And that way, by the time Miriam comes home, I can be in a better headspace and ready to engage and be present and that kind of stuff. Because what I found is that even if it was a really awesome day, I'm kind of like this puppy. So Miriam would come home and I'd be like, hey, check out all these really cool things that I did. You want to hear about them all? Let me show you too. And so, because like, I literally, like, after CrossFit, I show her the entire workout without weights. And I like to just like go minute by minute throughout the day. So that's when it's a good day. Now, a bad day, then, you know, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, and that kind of thing. So both of those are high energy, but high positive, high low. And I figured that I need a wind down routine. So that's me. But for you ladies, what are you doing self-care wise these days?
All right. Well, that's not a question you want to ask Jessica Cabin this week, as I've been gone. I've been at two conferences. I've been gone from my family since Sunday, and we're on what day? Thursday?
It's Thursday.
And they're laughing at me right now because we wrote a book on balance while I was writing another book and running a marathon with my dear friend Adam Welcome. So I think I was probably the most out of balanced pirate that they've ever seen in the Burgess Company. But one of the things I think, and you kind of touched on it too, is just time with our spouses. And so I'm trying to be more intentional. I have a lot of loves in my life, but two of them are my husband and my dog. And so at night we go for walks. And with teenage boys, it's really hard to have any type of conversation because there's ears and eyes all over. So we just go for a walk around our neighborhood and just have time together to talk and reconnect. And it's kind of like a date night because I think our lives are really busy right now. So it's not so much about the quantity of time or how much money we're spending on these dates, but just that quality time together at night has been something we're really trying to value so we can continue strengthening our marriage through some of these interesting waters.
Today's show is proudly sponsored by Organized Binder, a program which gives students daily exposure to goal setting, reflective learning, time and task management, study strategies, organization skills, and more. Organized Binder's color-coded system is implemented by the teacher through parallel process with students, helping them create a predictable and dependable classroom routine. You can learn more and improve your students' executive functioning and non-cognitive skills at organizedbinder.com.
Okay, so since we're talking about self-care, just flip the ticker on my 4-year running streak. So maintaining that and loving it and finding new space in it almost every day is one. But then upping my game in terms of the morning routine and actually spending time in devotion is what I've been up to. So, and then pushing myself to make sure I'm seeing how that's applying and that, again, my life message is aligning to the message that I need to share. So journaling a lot, and that's my self-care, and being mindful and intentional throughout the day to go back to what it was in the morning and not just let it slip away. So that's been how I've focused on self-care.
All right. This is the other Jessica, JJ. So my history with personal care is not a good one. I am known for taking on all the stress, taking on more and taking on other people's stress and internalizing it, putting on a happy face. And then inside my body, bad things are happening. And then in addition to that, not ever taking the time to go to the doctor for, like, I probably didn't have an annual doctor visit for 7 years. I would reschedule the dentist visit. I would, you know, not go to the eye doctor until my glasses were so screwed. I mean, these are really pathetic stories. But I had I've had a number of medical issues that are completely related to stress, nothing else. And I had a pretty significant diagnosis that has made me have to turn things around and put me first. So not only the self-care of exercise and eating right and getting proper amounts of sleep, although not while we're attending this conference, but also making mental boundaries and actually shutting off my brain from work so that I am not thinking about all of those things that are stressing me out and literally just flipping a switch. And I don't know if the right way to say it is not caring, but I just can't be thinking about those things at night. Otherwise, it just literally eats away at me until my jaw locks up and I can't eat and I have a headache and just all of those things. So putting me first personally.
So Jessica Johnson, being super vulnerable there. So shout out to you. This is Sarah. But just to follow back up, some of those stories are so similar. And I just feel like listeners would really relate to what Jessica just shared, because there's so much of that reactions that our bodies have physiologically to what we're not caring for on that space. And that is what I'm hearing from our participants, people that really are struggling. And part of it is you don't even know you're struggling till it hits you. And that's part of all of our message, but certainly one that I think will really resonate once people are ready to see it in themselves, maybe.
So I'm sure you as a listener is probably resonating a lot with this message, and just want to encourage you to put yourself first, right? Because when you get that feedback from your body, that means something's been going on for a while, right? It's not an acute, like, just happen type of deal. It's a chronic thing. And I just don't want anything too bad to happen, right, that you can't bounce back from. So I'm really pushing you. My challenge is to take care of yourself. And you know what? Why don't you tag me at Alien Earbud, hashtag balance LAP like a pirate, and let me know that you set up that doctor or dentist appointment, or DM me if that's too personal. Yeah, but do it. Take action. Vision without implementations, merely hallucination. So I want you to act. And I think this is a good place to wrap up today's show, but let's go around the horn one last time. And any last piece of advice for the listeners regarding balance?
All right. So Jessica Cabin, one last piece of advice is please put the life jacket on yourself first before you try to save everybody else.
All right, Jessica Johnson, you're never going to find the time. Nobody's going to give you extra time. So you need to put it in your calendar, physically put it in there of what you're going to do, and don't let other people take that time away from you.
And then I guess Sarah Johnson, one last thing. I like the concept that a lot of you are rocking it. And just if you're in a space now where you're in stasis, just remember that some type of transition will come in. You know, so we've got to be strong enough in intentional in seeking it and putting those boundaries and those securities in place, because when there's a loss or an addition, we can get rocked. So just keep that in mind. It's a transformation cycle. That's the way we look at it.
So this is wild, since I don't have my template in front of me and how I close my shows. So I'll try to do it from heart. But basically, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer from Better Leaders, Better Schools. Check out Balance Like a Pirate. Available everywhere, you know, that you can get books online. If you search betterleadersbetterschools.com and put in Balance Like a Pirate, then the show notes will pop up. You get today's links and anything important that we shared. And just remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. So go out there today and be a better leader. Better leaders, just a few more things before you take off. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the show. This helps gives the show some social proof, aka iTunes juice, and encourages new people to listen to the show. If you are a social media junkie, share your biggest takeaway from the show, and feel free to tag me on Twitter or Instagram. My handle is Alien Earbud, an anagram for my name, Daniel Bauer. Take the letters, switch them around, and create something interesting and new. That's how I got it. This Sunday is the weekend resource. Do you want to get a short email from me every Sunday where I share the best resources I have come across, links to interesting articles, books, blogs, and podcasts that have challenged my thinking, and a quote that's inspired me and will inspire you as well? If you'd like access to this resource, head over to betterleadersbetterschools.com and join the newsletter at the top of the page. Over 1,000 school leaders subscribe, and I think you'll benefit from it too. In the newsletter, I also share when a new blog or podcast comes out, as well as different opportunities to work with me. Thanks again for listening to the show.